Several lawmakers are reintroducing the Hmong Migration Education Act. Principal author Donna Seidel says she wants Wisconsin school districts to be required to teach our kids about how and why the Hmong population came here. She hopes to create an environment in our state of mutual respect and tolerance.
Our hope is that this legislation will create a better understanding of the Hmong's heroic role, an enormous sacrifice in support of America's military during the Vietnam era.
Cha Song Yang, executive director of the Sheboygan Hmong Mutual Association, says Hmong children in the U.S. often question their parents about whether the Hmong really helped the U.S. government during the Vietnam War, because it's not mentioned in the U.S. history books. Also, Yang says this measure will strengthen the relationship between the Hmong and the general public.
Because of the secret war, the United States government have been silent too long. It's time for us to give the proper respect to these wonderful freedom fighters. It's time for us to set the record straight in our history books in the schools that the Hmong secret war in Laos was true and real.
Yang says because of their trust and loyalty to the U.S. government, the Hmong have suffered a great deal. He says it's estimated that more than 20,000 Hmong soldiers were killed in the Vietnam War, and many more died trying to escape the country in 1975. Over 600 people from Hmong communities statewide convened in Madison for this announcement. Seidel says today there are more than 50,000 Hmong in our state. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.